Lake County is home to many entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Fizer. And this week, we're hearing from Diane Huddison, owner of Main Sporting Goods in East Chicago. Thanks for being with me, Diane.
You're welcome.
Now, Main Sporting Goods, it's a family-owned shop, right? So how long has it been in your family, in existence?
Well, it's been in the family 74 years this month.
Oh,
and it was started by my dad. And then I had two brothers come into the business. One brother passed away, so it's my brother and myself. And my 94-year-old mother is in the makeup, but she's not very, she doesn't come around. She's
sure.
Still around.
But I'm glad to hear she's still around to see the business
yes.
Still going.
Well, she likes to come and visit because, it's a place where my brother was and my dad. So.
And I'm sure she's made a lot of relationships over the years, too, that maybe she sees not so much now, but customers coming in and that she's familiar with.
Right, absolutely.
And so you have a long history in East Chicago. Can you tell me about your relationship with the East Chicago community and the kind of community or support you receive?
Well, we've been in East Chicago since the beginning for 74 years, and the community, we support the community by being involved in, I'm involved in the Boys and Girls Club, and we support many of the churches, and we help out whenever we're needed. The community's been more supportive in the past, but everything has just changed. It's just different.
Yeah, and especially this year is a year of a lot of changes.
This year is definitely a lot of changes.
And so how has business been since the pandemic and the past 8-9 months?
Well, business has been definitely affected. In March, when all this really took over, that's our busy time. That's the baseball leagues. That's the end of school. It's the awards. It's the bowling. And everything just was canceled. And so it's been a struggle because things are still canceled. And it's very difficult to figure out what's going to happen because everything's up in the air.
And tell me about the products. I know you do work a lot with like sports teams and recreational clubs and those kinds of things because you do trophies. And what other kinds of products are you selling there?
In the past, we've done a lot of uniforms and equipment and school spirit wear and that kind of stuff. More recently, though, uniforms, a lot of schools, the kids are very committed to having Nike and Adidas, and there's only certain dealers that carry that stuff. So we've been more into the spirit wear and trophies and awards, and we've also graduated into promotional products, trying to gain some market share in that area because we can do that for the city, for the hospitals, for various organizations and not just, doing the sports stuff.
I think a lot of business owners are in your position where they're trying to find new avenues of support, of revenue. And it sounds like, that's something that you're looking at. Have you been doing online sales as well?
Well, we've just started. We have had a little bit of an online presence. We've just started to put some more stuff and get more active online. A lot of what we do is very personalized, and it's one-on-one, and it's from experience, and you tend to need to talk to the person and get information and help them customize what they're doing. So online is a little bit more of a challenge in that, but there's a new market share that doesn't really care about that stuff. They just want to get it, buy it, be done with it. And so we need to adapt to those folks too, because a lot of the younger folks don't care about how you do it, how it looks, whatever. They just want it, order it, be done with it.
Yeah, we've definitely become used to convenience, right, and the fast kind of speed of service. So when you have know, a process that takes a little bit longer and waiting for that product, I can see how maybe not everyone appreciates that when we have such an on-demand culture.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So are you seeing business revenue return to levels that you were at previously?
No, not at all. And, you know, with the uncertainty, you know, especially with leagues and schools, and in fact, we had a league that we've dealt with for 40 years, and they said, well, thank you for all that, you know, all that you've done for 40 years, but we're permanently disbanding our league. So it's that kind of stuff, and you can't, you know, there's nothing you can really do about it. And no, the revenues have not. There's just too much uncertainty. So it's tough. It's a tough one.
Yeah, I would imagine as, you know, as we roll into the new year and looking at 2021, are you in talks with schools about, you know, if they plan on doing sports or recreational leagues?
Well, nobody's really committing mm-hmm. to anything, but we do feel that once the vaccines start and people are safer and they're able to plan and do things, that perhaps the spring and summer of the leagues and that those activities will come back. It's just nobody's committing to anything because they really can't, you know. So, you know, it's just uncertain.
Well, hopefully we'll have a vaccine soon and people will feel safe, you know, getting back together.
I agree.
And so you're second generation right now, right? Business owner?
Yes.
So are there plans, hopefully everything gets back to normal, sales get back, to pass the business down to a third generation?
Well, there is a third generation employee, but with the uncertainty, that young man is not real committed or sure what he might want to do. I think it depends on kind of what happens in the near future. But most of our employees have been there for a long time. And so I think that, you know, there's some thought that, you know, some of them will perhaps carry on. You know, that many of them have been there 25, 35 years.
That's amazing longevity. You don't hear many places where employees are around for 25 or 30 years anymore. So I'm sure you have a great workplace culture. And
well, we like to think so.
treat employees well, like family, I'm
we
sure.
We do, exactly. And that's, you know, actually when you're at work longer than you're with your family. So we are family and we do treat each other like family. We love together and we fight together, but basically, you know, it's a really good group.
What would you want people to know about your store and the uniqueness of your product and service?
Well, we view everybody that comes in as important. So if you come in for one item or if you come in for 1,000 items, we treat you the same. And whatever your needs are, we try to meet those as carefully as we can. So we just, I think our service and our experience, most everybody knows what they're doing. You know, you don't come in and have somebody that just says, I don't have any idea. And if we don't have an idea, we will find out. But I think our service and the way we treat people is, and the quality, our goods are very high quality, and we like to think that we provide a good product at a reasonable price with good service.
That's excellent, and I'm sure that's a lesson that you've learned, or culture that's been passed down to you.
Absolutely.
You know, from your parents as well. And how long have you been operating the store?
I think that's probably about 30 years, maybe. It's been a long time. I came on when my oldest, no, actually when my youngest child was old enough to be at a babysitter. But I've worked at the store my whole life off and on. But then when my brother passed away, it was, then it became, you know, with my dad and my brother Michael and myself. And then my dad wanted to retire, and that didn't happen. So I think it's been about 35 years.
And is there anything you've learned, or when you were early, kind of just starting out, taking over the store, that you would share with a younger business owner, or maybe your younger self?
Well, I think it's just that you really need to treat people the way you would want to be treated. And no matter what a person's needs are, you can't view it as unimportant. But that's how my father, you know, that's what he taught us. And he also taught us not to be really worried about what we couldn't do, but take care of what we could do and do it well. So I think that would be what I would pass along.
I think that's a good lesson to pass along, and I'm sure your third generation has already picked that up from you, too, to treat others as you want to be treated. And it's a lesson that we can all take with us, you know, throughout our daily lives. And so can you tell people where they can find you, your location, address, and maybe your website as well?
Well, the website is mainsportinggoods.com. And there's also a link to the shopping site, we're at Big Cartel. And we're at 3822 Main Street, East Chicago, Indiana. And the city of East Chicago has really beautified the city. The streets have been redone. We have beautiful lights. We have a beautiful arc when you come onto Main Street. It's really, and they've got art down the street. They've really done a very nice job to beautify the city.
Yeah, I agree. The area, especially around the marina and around downtown, the city has put in a lot of work, a lot of effort to beautify that area. And I would encourage anyone, if you haven't been to East Chicago in a little while, to head there and check it out, and head to Main Sporting Goods and show them some support.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Diane, for being here. I really appreciate you coming and sharing about your business.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And thanks for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the community foundation for Lake County, Indiana.